Previously on Algoa FM Breakfast.
South Africa will move ahead with plans to build a new nuclear power plant and to revive its modular nuclear reactor program. According to Electricity Minister Hosientsho Ramakgopa, quoted by Bloomberg, it's part of a broader push to secure long-term energy stability. The new plant, to be built at Donafontein near Cape Town, will add 4 gigawatts of electricity capacity. Ramakgopa says the country has also received approvals to extend the life of its existing Coburg nuclear facility to 2045. The so-called modular pebble bed reactor concept was first proposed by Eskom in 1999, but mothballed in 2010 after costing nearly 20 billion rand in development. Ratings agency S&P Global has lifted South Africa's credit rating for the first time in 20 years. We're now back at double B, still 2 steps below investment grade, but S&P has maintained a positive outlook, pointing to the potential for further improvements in fiscal metrics. A statement from S&P late on Friday evening cited the nation's improving growth and fiscal trajectory. In reaction, STANLIB chief economist Kevin Lings describes the upgrade as very good news. He believes it should further support the rally in the bond market as well as the exchange rate. Looking ahead, it's all eyes on the Reserve Bank this week. Its Monetary Policy Committee meets on Wednesday and Thursday and will decide whether to lower interest rates again or not. By then, we'll also have October's consumer inflation number, which will also affect the decision. CPI in September came in at 3.4%. Some economists are forecasting that the trend over the next few months will be upwards, making a rate cut unlikely. On the markets, the JSE closed on Friday evening, tracking the general global sell-off. The All Share was down 1.8%, the Top 40 down 1.9%, London's FTSE down 1.1%. In New York, the Dow down 0.7%, the S&P 500 just beneath flat, the Nasdaq up just over 0.1%. Tokyo this morning down 0.4%, Hong Kong down 0.8%, Sydney down 0.2%. The US dollar at 1.16 to the euro, the rand at 17.11 to the dollar, 19.84 to the euro, 22.49 to sterling. Gold at 4,082, platinum 1,556, Brent crude oil $63.80 a barrel. And finally, Bitcoin has slumped to just under 95,400 and it went even lower during trade yesterday. This means the cryptocurrency has erased all of its gains since the start of the year. Bitcoin leapt immediately after Donald Trump moved back into the Oval Office on a wave of pro-crypto sentiment. Well, that has faded and it's now down over 30% from its all-time high.
Algoa FM Breakfast is the business.